8:15, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Tuesday, and we have been featuring Black-owned businesses in the city of Galesburg during Black Business Month. And, you know, I think we're finding that probably way more than you and I knew, that's for sure. And we got a couple of other business owners here this morning. We welcome in Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. Mike, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Also, the owner of The Phonaholic, Javon Watkins. Javon, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Thanks for thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, Mike, I'm going to start off with you, owner of the Grand Tap. Not the first business you've owned here in Galesburg. Not the first business you've been involved in general. I know you've been around. You've been to Chicago and other places, and back in your hometown. What made you want to kind of settle here and open up something here?
Well, coming back from, you know, Chicago area and then just coming back home, bringing the things that I've learned from there and from my successes and failures everywhere, I try to bring it back here to my hometown. No matter what, no matter where I go, I always try to bring a piece of it back here to Galesburg. You know, getting into the bar business, yeah, I did have jerseys, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, which once my four-year lease was finished with jerseys, I decided just to close the doors, and then I went up north to with my batting cages, and I also own a sports business where I go to different daycares and teach baseball, soccer, basketball to 2-year-olds up to 9-year-olds. So up in the Chicago area pre-COVID, I saw 900 kids a week just, you know, teaching them, you know, sports.
Yeah. Wow. That's so it's not, so you've done different things. Now you've obviously been in the bar business, but you've done some other interesting things as well. What about where is the love more with baseball or you?
Oh, definitely baseball is my number one thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I was blessed to have a son that his love is baseball. My daughter, you know, can't throw a ball, but she's my gymnastics queen. So she's tries.
Yeah, well, let's talk in particular about the Grand Tap. How many years now? About four?
Pre-COVID. September 2019.
Oh, was it 20? Okay, so a couple years. Yeah,
You know, we shut down for a while. But, yeah, the Grand Tap is something that I, you know, kind of wanted to get back into the bar business just to offer a place to, you know, for, I don't want to say just minorities go, but for people on that side of town, I had a vision of, you know, opening up a place for everyone. You know, when I was a little guy, my grandfather owned the called Scooters. It was called a community club. And I just remember going behind the bar, pouring my soda, and it's like seeing how he affected all the customers and how they kind of went to him for advice and like his bartenders, which were all my aunts. And I knew there was something that, you know, in the bar business that I wanted to, even if I didn't own one, I kind of wanted to help out and participate.
Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap on Grand Avenue here in Galesburg, also with us this morning, Javon Watkins. He's the owner of the Phonaholic. Well, Javon, first tell us about the business. What is the Phonaholic?
Absolutely. So my vision for the Phonaholic is just to help customers, instead of buying $1,000 phone brand new, they could come to me and I could offer the service at the quarter of a price, you know, $200-$300 to fix their phones. Then they go home happy, you know. Understand sometimes when you break your phone, like if I broke my phone, it's very important to me, you know? So when they come to me and say, hey, I really need my phone, and then I see it in their face and then I give them the phone back, they're super happy, you know? Yeah. So it's a business I started in 2014 when I was in college, DJing for the college parties. You know, I seen a lot of people drop their phones, including me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was a college student, I went to my mom and said, hey, I need a new phone. She said, boy, you better figure it out. I know everybody had that conversation.
Yep.
So me being ambition and really needing a phone, I figured it out. I fixed my own phone back in 2014. Thank God it worked. And from there, you know, 2 years later, 2016, my friend told me, I'd never forget this. He said, hey, man, you should start your own business fixing cell phones. And, you know, I was hesitant on doing it. I started the business. And 2019, pre-COVID, just reminded me that this is a very good business. You know, it's an essential business. Everyone has a cell phone.
Yeah.
So it's been times I wanted to give up on it, but I just kept pushing through, kept pushing through. And now it's driving to where I have to hire employees now.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing. Well, and everybody, like you said, everybody's dropped it. They either only maybe needed a new screen or dropped it and needed more than that or dropped it in the water.
Yeah.
I know you've seen a lot of that. What is the one thing you probably see the most? Is a cracked screen the biggest one or something? Maybe they've gotten a virus or something.
Right. Here in the Galesburg location, it's cracked screens.
Yeah.
So, you know, oftentimes they say they threw it at the wall, and I'm like, hey. They'll bring me their phones, and they say, well,
number one, chill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. First and foremost.
Right, right.
I say, you know, and I relate to them like, hey, I get it. I've done it before. Hey, that's how I got into the business.
Right.
But, yeah, they'll bring me the phone, and then they say, well, I hope it can be fixed. And then, you know, I'll tease them like, hopefully I can fix it. And then I'll fix it. And then they're like, wow, you're a genius, you know? So,
yeah,
it's to me, yeah, I receive money for it. But at the end of the day, I just like putting smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, yeah.
And they continue their day. So.
Yeah, that's something that happens a lot now with the phones. And so do you do, like, upgrades and stuff too or yeah?
Yes, sir, I do upgrades. So if a customer had an older phone, and instead of going to the store and buying a phone for $1,000 or getting locked into a 2-year contract, they could come to me and swap in their old phone. Give me their old phones. I give them their new phones with the same information on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I sell the phone and then I offer the service of cloning the phones, which is just copying the pictures over, absolutely free.
Yeah, which is great because I know there are some people out there, whatever the brand new, whether it's an iPhone or Android or whatever, they want the newest, most. I just want the next upgraded version. I don't need it to be everything. I don't need it all. I just maybe the upgraded version from like 2 years ago. I'm good with something like that. So you can handle that for them. So where can they? I know you've got a Facebook page. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The phoneaholic and two separate words, phoneaholic and Javon Watkins business. He joins us this morning, as does Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap on Grand Avenue here in Galesburg. You know, Mike, I know also at your place, you've got the bar, you serve drinks, but you got a lot of other activities going on as well. You got the volleyball courts. You like people to be active as well. Right?
It's just not all about coming to drink. I mean, yes, yeah. I, you know, do provide alcohol and, you know, pizzas from Giordano's.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we have Wednesday nights are a busy night, and I will give people a chance to go get some pencils because I'm going to give you what we do every day throughout the week.
Okay.
But yeah, Wednesday nights are busiest night with volleyball and karaoke.
So do you have volleyball league then?
Yeah, we have a volleyball league. That's perfect. On Wednesday nights. Actually, we're in the playoffs now. And then after that, we have we'll have a fall volleyball league. And then we're in the process of making Bar Olympics to where there's going to be four different events. You know, we'll play pool, shoot darts, volleyball, and we have bags. So it'll be teams of four. And all
so no keg tossing, though.
No keg tossing.
That's good. That's a good thing. That's a little bit dangerous.
Down the street at Harley's.
There you go. You hear that, Tyler? There you go.
I'm out.
All right. But, yeah, back piggy before I forget. Javon's business on my Lost and Found, I give him a lot of business because people lose their phones all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cracked, so I leave them at the bar. So for Javon's business, if you lost your phone, check our Lost and Found because 9 out of 10 times it's probably there.
There you go. All right.
But on Monday night, we call it industry night. It's kind of – I have a DJ there, and Monday night is where people who work in the bar business can go out because, you know, they work Friday night, Saturday night. So Monday night, we kind of open up to that. Tuesday night, we have it's more of a cheap cognac night. As much as I don't want to be labeled the black bar, cognac is, that's our cheap night for cognac. Wednesday's volleyball karaoke. Thursday is ladies night, which I have Javon. He's my DJ that night. He plays to the crowd. And no matter who's in there, you know, he takes all requests. And then Saturday, Sunday, we have Javon and, you know, Troy Nilsson, you know, he comes in when he's able to. And on Sunday, we have old school night, my age and older, where, you know, we play from 5 to 9 p.m. and the oldies, the dusties, the blues, the jazz, we do it all. I've been reaching out to different bands. I mean, you know, there's the Grid, the Park, you know, they've always answered my calls. And one thing I, you know, want to, you know, staying positive, I've reached out to different bands and different people that I've went to school with, Sam Leon, that don't return my call. So, I mean, and that's it. And if you don't want to play because I have that, you know, reputation of, hey, after 10 o'clock, you know, I wouldn't be in the Grand. I heard that one day. It kind of disappointed me. At the same time, it kind of wanted me to educate that person, saying, hey, after 10 o'clock, it's still safe to come in here. I mean, I can't control what happens down the street. I can't control what happens outside of my bar, but I still get that reputation of, you know, bad things happen at the Grand Tap.
Yeah, and you're talking about having different kinds of music as well, because yes, you're reaching out to bands that play, whether it's rock or R&B or whatever, you're reaching out to all kind of, for exactly, all kind of different music.
Yep. I try to bring it all in. I mean, I do a lot of different things. I mean, from the turkey giveaways to Christmas time, you know, we give away a lot of things, and you know, there's nothing ever, and I don't ever, you know, I just try to, people come to me, they say, why didn't we read about this in the newspaper? You know, the Berg, Jeff Holt at the Berg, is he's great about it. He does take care of me. But, you know, I guess my, I don't want to say problem, but what I'm trying to get over is the stuff people read in the newspaper or read on Facebook is negative about my bar. There's a lot of positive stuff that I try to do, that my brother Victor tries to do. Jennifer, I mean, we try to do a lot of positive things, but it just can't get over that hump. But I'm still going to keep pushing through.
You had a special event recently. We'll get back to that because I want to talk about your relationship with this person you've had in town a couple times. Because the last time he was here when you had the other bar, actually, I did get to interview him the last time. And if you, this next event you're talking about, we'll try to work something out again. Okay. And we'll talk more about that coming up. Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap. Javon Watkins, owner of the Phonaholic. So Javon, so DJ as well, and we were talking off the air. Kind of with you, the passion is on the music side. You love what you do. You love making people smile. Well, let's talk about the music and what you're interested in.
Right. So my passion for music goes way back to when I first said my first word, which was probably music, right? So growing up West Side Chicago, you know, we had this family tradition to where we would, on the weekends, just have house parties instead of going out. We'll have this house party in our own house. You know, I remember as a little kid, my granddad was a DJ. And, you know, he had the old school vinyls, the microphone sets.
You hear that, Mike? Vinyl's old school, you know?
Yeah, right.
Turntables.
He had like 10 stacks of amps. And, right. You know, as a kid, you know, I remember dancing to the cha-cha slide and all of that, the R. Kelly and all of that. And I was the one that me and my other cousin, Johnny, if you're listening to this this radio station, we always asked my granddad, hey, can we speak on the mic? Can we speak on the mic? Can we scratch? Well, you know, he wasn't going to let us scratch the vinyl, right? So he let us get on the microphone, and that's where I get my mic presence from today. You know, as a little kid, I practiced.
Okay.
And, you know, even throughout grade school, high school, college, while playing football in high school, I always noticed myself listening to music through the headphones, like zoning things out, listening to music. Even when I'm in class, I like to listen to music. A lot of people say, man, you always listening to music. And within the last 3 years, I guess I found my passion. You know, I knew it was there the whole time.
Are you writing or producing? What are you?
Yes, sir.
Both? A little bit of everything?
I've been producing and writing since 2016,
okay,
having studio sessions with friends and all of that. So I started off rapping, actually, when I was in Chicago. I was the one that used to organize the groups. Like, we were in Chicago, it was like 30 kids just hanging out together. Everybody, kids, was hanging out together, you know? The adults hung out, then the kids hung out. And I arranged, like, rap groups. It was so funny. It was like groups of three or four. And then this group performed, and that group performed, and that group. So I've been hosting Artist Showcase for the longest, too. So I started off as rapping, and then I started producing, and then I started DJing 2 years ago. Actually, one of my first gigs was at the Grand Tap back in 2019. And I had a partner that taught me the ropes, and, you know, I just I try to practice every day. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Javon Watkins, he's also the owner of The Phonaholic. If you've got an issue with your phone, you need an upgrade, whatever the case may be, you can find him on Facebook. Is that the easiest way to find you, is on Facebook or where else?
Yes, sir. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. As a business owner, I have it all.
All right. Javon Watkins and Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap. So, Mike, you have a relationship with a gentleman, former Major League Baseball player. You brought him to town a couple of times, and in fact, just recently, we didn't get a chance to hook up this time. But Steve Trout, where did that whole relationship come from? How did
I've known Steve? My son is 21. I've known Steve for probably 19 years, working together, doing clinics, and actually, we are in the process of doing something in Galesburg here again soon. But yeah, and we just clicked from the first time we've met. I go to Cubs games with them, and it's just like opening up a bunch of doors that, you know, probably never would have been open for me with Steve.
Yeah, it's cool to have those kind of relationships. Yeah, because you never know with a, I don't know, celebrity, what professional athlete or whatever, what they're going to be like outside their sport. But this is a guy who's that sounds like a pretty genuine person that you've got to know.
I mean, he's very approachable, and, you know, I've been around celebrities, you know, being with Leon and, you know, being around. But, you know, the whole baseball thing, you know, I played up until, you know, college, a little bit of minor league. But, you know, he was at the show. I mean, he has, you know, actually he has a gig within the next couple of days with the Cubs to where they bring him in. It's just, you know, surrounding myself with people like him, Anthony Logg, you know, Joey Adam at the YMCA. I mean, that's what, you know, that's how you become successful. You surround yourself with successful people. And all those guys are, you know, I appreciate everything they've done for me. Kevin Wallace, who's just now the new alderman over at
right.
I know he has big plans, you know, too, and I look forward to working with him and, you know, just basically moving into a positive direction.
Absolutely. Mike Spinks, owner of the Grand Tap, Grand Avenue in Galesburg. Lots of things going on there if you like volleyball. So, but that you're in tournament, that'll be wrapping up, but you'll still have stuff going on throughout the year. You'll bring volleyball back again with the warm weather, and we will, you know, make sure you get a hold of us if you get this whole thing, the baseball clinic set up with Steve Trout as well. Mike, thank you so much. Congratulations on how well things are going for you, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Javon, same to you. Congratulations, how things are going for you. Best of luck with the Phonaholic and the music side of things as well.
Thank you, sir.